The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Suggest a program, club, or activity that your students are involved in, and they may be the next one right here in our Spotlight. This week, our Spotlight takes us back to Lindenhurst School District, home of the Bulldogs. And we're going to be speaking with a high school senior who's been involved in an extensive research project program that also earns college credits while they're doing it. And a very impressive young man, and I'm going to have a hard time trying to keep up with some follow-up questions. But first, Christine, you are one of the science teachers in the school district, and you oversee this research program?
Yes.
Okay, and how long has the program been in existence at Lindenhurst? And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the program has been in Lindenhurst for quite some time, but 5 years ago, we became affiliated with the University of Albany. And so now we have more structure to the program, and it allows our students to earn 12 college credits as they advance through the years.
And that's pretty impressive, too, to earn 12 credits. Number one, it's going to be at a much reduced cost earning them at high school than when you're paying for them when you go on to either going to University of Albany or anywhere else. And lots of times a lot of these credits are also transferable and recognized.
So a lot of time the students have the opportunity of entering college as, you know, a second semester freshman or even a sophomore.
That's pretty impressive. This program, how many students typically do you have involved in the program? And students that gravitate towards these research-based programs, and they are very much akin to, you know, students that participate in the Siemens programs and semifinalists and stuff like that, and we know how prolific Long Island is with science students and science research. So typically, how many students do you have? And I'm always amazed with the high level that these kids are participating at, how you as a teacher stay on your toes to keep the rigor and the challenge and
they keep me on my toes, that's for
make
sure.
Make you sweat a little bit,
oh,
right?
Oh, goodness, yes. And so, scream sometimes.
So how many students involved, and what are some of the topics and the areas that they research in general?
Well, this year we have 42 students, and the enrollment fluctuates. I'm hoping next year we even have more students involved in the program as it continues to grow. And the topics range from anything to everything. Ziad is astrophysics, which keeps me busy trying to
it's got me very nervous here too, because you know, I know astrophysics from Big Bang Theory and probably beyond that, I don't know, but
And you know this exactly, and the students just gravitate towards anything that they're liking, so astrophysics, evolution, medicine, it really can run the gamut from anything to everything.
In addition to the research project that we're going to talk about with Ziad, a high school senior from Lindenhurst, and you're going to hear from him real soon, what are some of the other projects that have stood out in your recent memory?
One of our other graduating seniors this year has spent much of her time doing environmental studies, and she's looked at repairing ecosystems using riparian buffers. And she's currently working on a project in which she's going to create a riparian buffer in Lindenhurst.
And what I have found, too, in addition to the affiliation with the college, usually school districts have strong community-based partnerships to help the students with their research and enhance their ability to even have access to things that maybe the school district can't offer. So what are some of the partnerships that Lindenhurst has?
Well, each of the students, as they go through the program, they secure a mentor. And we've had mentors from Farmingdale University, Stony Brook, Cold Spring Harbor, Brookhaven. And the mentors that the students reach out to help them in any way that they can, whether it be giving them the materials, giving them a space to work, or just feedback and direction in their research.
And we are very lucky here on Long Island because we have some of the best science facilities and some of the best scientific minds. Absolutely. Right here in our own backyard. And it's so important. A lot of people don't realize that what we the wealth that we have right in our backyards, and many people don't know the partnerships that have been formed to help Long Island students. And I think that's probably why so many Long Island students excel in some of these competitions and these research-based learning projects as well. So Ziad, you're a high school senior, 12th grader. You're graduating soon. And my understanding is, too, at commencement, you have to prepare a little bit more than some other students because you are the valedictorian this year.
That is correct.
So is your speech done?
My speech is done, and it is pending approval as we speak.
All right. Did you have a harder time with the research project or the speech? I'm going to assume the research project.
Yeah, it would have to be the research project.
Well, congratulations on being a valedictorian. What was your GPA?
My GPA on out of 100 was a 103.64.
A little bit of an overachiever there, so congratulations. Was there, and how much separated between you and the salutatorian?
That I'm not sure, actually.
But it was probably pretty close. Normally, these things are very close. So tell me about this research project, how you got involved, how you selected it.
So basically, in 10th grade, I really wanted to research something in the biological field. So I sent out emails to colleges such as Stony Brook University and even some local doctors at clinics. It actually amounted to about 80 emails that I ended up sending out. But they were mostly no one, or like the professors at Stony Brook were all either busy or had students already working with them. Yeah. So I ended up contacting a college that is actually much closer to home, Farmingdale State College.
Great university, by the way. I mean, there's probably one of the hidden gems on Long Island is Farmingdale State College, because they right. have aviation programs, some medical programs. Really, I mean, they have expanded their services, a hidden gem certainly on Long Island, and the SUNY school to boot.
It was certainly like one of the better, like one of the better places to get an opportunity, specifically a research opportunity. So I ended up only sending two emails to Farmingdale State College, and this is the second email. I started working with Professor Edmund Douglas, who is who specializes in extragalactic astronomy. So ultimately, even though I was interested in the biological field, I ended up getting an internship for astrophysics. And that, over the past 2 years, has spiraled into me considering a major in astrophysics at Swarthmore College.
Again, a slacker, right? Valedictorian, Swarthmore College. And this so take us through the basis of your project in particular. You said extragalactical astronomy.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that's beyond the realm of what we're normally used to reading about and learning about?
This is beyond the realm of the Milky Way galaxy. So extragalactic astronomy really covers groups of galaxies, specifically, they're called galaxy clusters. So my project that I worked with a professor at Farmingdale and a few other researchers,
right,
is that we actually were researching a specific galaxy cluster named Abel 1763. So prior to me starting the research project with the professor, they observed the galaxy cluster in both the X-ray and the radio wavelength. Meanwhile, what he preferred, or what he wanted me to do, was actually observe or study Abel 1763 in the optical wavelength. So basically, this was dealing with the recessional velocity and the recessional velocity and basically the redshift of galaxy members in that galaxy cluster.
So how does these wavelengths get created that you're studying, right? You said it was the wavelengths that you were focusing in on?
I was focusing mainly on the optical wavelength. So there's actually a telescope out in New Mexico. It's called the Sloan Telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically look at, it's probably one of the most successful telescopes out there. So they basically look at the night sky, and I ended up querying data that was available online from this telescope. So I queried data for 247 galaxy members in that cluster.
Wow.
So using those, using the information from those galaxies, I was able to like support the observations in the other wavelengths that the professors and the other researchers were already had studied.
Amazing. Now, Abel 1763, right, is about how many light years would we figure away?
Well, it is about, it is at a redshift of about 0.231. So
a redshift in my terms, right? Like dog years or regular years. How far away are we talking?
I'm not entirely sure of the exact distance away it is from us, but it is moving away from us at 69,200 kilometers per second.
Wow. So it is moving away and getting further and further away. So,
yes.
All right. And the telescope is based in New Mexico, and mm-hmm. you're able to share data, I'm assuming, online and download some information that they have?
That is correct.
All right. The challenge has been laid down for the follow-up in second segment. We're going to learn more about your project and where it's going to be published. Life Beyond Lindenhurst and all about Ziad and Ms. Sanferillo. I don't know how you do it. Spotlight on Long Island Schools. We'll be back with Lindenhurst on 103.9 LI News Radio and linewsradio.com.